Welcome. Okay, I guess we're starting here. We haven't done a video in a while. Welcome to the Mountain West Connection fancy mid-season recap show, award show. That's why we're dressed as suit and tie here.
Yes. Welcome. This is our award show, and as an award show, it's going to be 2.5 hours long.
No,
it's not. Nobody's here to give speeches at all.
No, we already started 25 minutes late, obviously on my end, because I can never start on time. For various reasons. And quick question, is your screen changing when you talk?
I do not know.
Aren't you looking at your computer?
I am looking at my computer. I'm looking right here, but it shows me all the time.
Okay, me too. So maybe I did something. So I hopefully this works out, because we haven't done a video in, what, 6 months, 8 months?
Probably about 6 months.
So, I think since the Media Day recap, and so I'm assuming people will see, we'll switch back and forth like it normally does. I don't, unless Google Plus has something different they changed, but let's get going. Preseason awards. First, let's just go through the, here's how the show's going to break down. We had over 200, what, hundreds of people.
We had nearly 300 responses for submitting that form. And basically what we had was we had a post saying, here, vote for your player of the year for all these different things. And they,
it's a poll. We included everybody because some people say, why aren't we involved in a weekly poll? I figured this is easier than doing a poll on the website, put everything in one spot, Google form. We know people could vote more than once, so if you did, good on you. Go for it. I don't care if you voted more than once. But we had over 200 people. And here's the awards. Mountain West Midseason Player, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, Surprise Team of the Year, which is a write-in, Derp of the Year, which is like, screw up, whatever. If you did, there's a one person who didn't know what it meant. Sorry, but it's kind of like the screw up of the year, kind of.
We thought that was self-explanatory.
at least by the comments.
The best definition of a derp is somebody. Well, basically, Lane Kiffin is the definition of a derp at all times.
Yeah, if you look at him, yeah, his oversized shirt. And then we had Coach of the Year, and then Performance of the Year, and then Fashion Fad of the Year.
Yes.
So let's go.
For somebody who actually asked, what about uniform of the year? Uniforms are not fashion fads. They are uniforms, and we will be given those at the end of the year. We wanted to make those at the end.
Well, it is fashion, but there's still at least five to seven games left for some of these teams.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So Wyoming has, if you ever follow Wyoming's Twitter feed, they post out their uniforms about, I think, 2 days before. And then Fresno has all sorts of different uniforms, Nevada. Everybody's uniform combinations, except for Hawaii, I think, which we had the one guy who put up plenty of combinations for that, but never came through yet. At least not this season. So let's just get going here. First award, it's okay. This is a runaway award, but midseason offensive player of the year. Here's the nominees. We need to make any random noise because our people already know it, right?
Da, 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 da,
Derek Carr, Fresno State quarterback. This is ridiculous. Chucky Keaton, Utah State quarterback. Brett Smith, Wyoming quarterback. There's a theme here, right? Quarterbacks? Oh, I'm still going here. Tim Cornette, UNLV running back. Casey, hey, lower the music a little bit. You're getting a little too loud. You're talking over me a little bit there. Casey Carey, New Mexico. Jay Ajayi, running back, Boise State. And Devontae Davis, UNLV wide receiver. So who was your pick?
My pick, officially, my pick was Derek Carr, Fresno State. However, Chucky Keaton was a close second.
Close second. I also went with Derek Carr. It's not really competition stat-wise or undefeated. Even if Chucky Keaton finished Boise State, they still would have lost. It probably wouldn't have been him. But, well, argument could be made, I guess, when he had 20 total touchdowns to 19 of Derek Carr. But Derek Carr won the award, 31% of the vote. Second place is actually a Boise State.
Ajayi.
Boise State takeover. Pickle juice benched running back partway through the year. But not since Aaron Baltazar is now done for the year. It'll be Jay Ajayi. But they're all deserving. He averages, what, Jay Ajayi, 87 yards a game, 8 touchdowns. And then it's a no-brainer, Derek Carr. And with this position, if we're going to predict, let's kind of predict throughout the season. Do you assume it's still going to be Derek Carr when the season's over?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much safe to assume that Derek Carr will finish off as player of the year. The only person who I can see him unseating Derek Carr has got to be Brett Smith. But in order for that to happen, Wyoming has to win, pretty much win out.
Win the league, since that's the only chance they'll get to play Fresno? Yeah. Or no, they do play Fresno end of the year, I forget. Yeah, end of, on, yeah, November 8th is going to be on ESPN, one of the ESPN channels. I think if we go by stats, like, we you can predict this is a player that we may do, like, most outstanding player, which is, like the Heisman, because there could be MVP. Wait, I mean, like, best, offensive player of the year, Derek Carr should be. But if there's most outstanding player, I could see Casey Carrier maybe coming off that, because he's putting up 137 per game so far.
If he,
if he can get above 150 per game, which is pretty ridiculous, that's what would that put him at? 12 game, maybe, well, depending on the bowl game, but 1,200, that's nearly 2,000 yards. I don't think he'll do it, but that would be probably, that's somehow you get like the most outstanding player. Hammer, look at Devontae Davis, 7 TDs, or if Devontae Adams of Fresno keeps up his pace and picks it up, he could be there. So we voted for Derek Carr. I voted for Derek Carr. Everybody voted for Derek Carr. I don't know if people understood the poll, but there's actually 34% for other. I don't know if people left that blank, because there were a few other votes actually write-ins as an option, but maybe for the postseason poll, we won't have another option.
We'll have to go with our set, yeah.
Just have a set and say, deal with it. All right, second, you want to announce this, the next position?
Yes, I will announce. So the candidates for Mountain West Defensive Player, Midseason Player of the Year, Keith Smith, San Jose State linebacker. Jake Doughty, Utah State linebacker. Joey Nickel, Air Force linebacker.
Linebacker contingency throughout.
Shaquille Barrett, Colorado State linebacker. Brian Douglas, Boise State defensive back.
Not a linebacker.
Eddie Yarbrough, Wyoming defensive line. And Zach Vigil, Utah State linebacker.
Okay, so you, since you mentioned, who did you vote for?
I personally, for this voted Shaquille Barrett.
I did as well, partly because of what he did against Alabama, and then who did they play? I don't know my schedule for anybody. Who did they play after Alabama? He had like 4 sacks or something in that game, something ridiculous.
Yeah, they played the Utah.
Oh, yeah, Utah. Yeah, it was Utah. He had a huge game. I think part of it, I vote him for those 2 blocked punts. That's pretty huge. 6.5 sacks, 12.5 tackles for loss. But did you look at Keith Smith from San Jose State hit what he's doing this year?
He's quietly having a great game.
80 tackles, 16 per game.
He's the only one on San Jose State actually doing something.
I guess he's with their other linebacker out. What's it, Vince Berger. Shoot me in the face, Vince Berger, with him being out. But I was looking through what's going through stats, kind of seeing who should be nominated. You can't ignore that type of production. That's why I added in a late add-in was Eddie Yarbrough of Wyoming, because also Zach Vigil. He wasn't in there originally when we set this up, but Eddie Yarbrough. Jeez, for a defensive lineman, you have 8 tackles for loss. Usually linemen stuff up and just kind of get, or even the sacks, actually, I should say. For being a defensive tackle, getting the sacks are pretty difficult to come by. But the winner announced
popular
the winner.
Popular vote. Sounds like Obnug was hitting up the votes late. Brian Douglas, Boise State. The defensive back has 3 interceptions of the year, 1 return for a touchdown, and also 2 PBU. That's 2 block blocks, right?
Pass breakups.
Oh, pass
breakups. I hope people understood what that means. Did you know what that meant off the top?
Not off the top of my head. I had to look it
up. Okay. Yeah, pass breakup. That's whatever. Three interceptions, that's half a pick a game. That's on par for what guys did for Fresno last year with 6 to 8 picks, but... There you go. Congratulations. A certificate will not be mailed to you, Brian Douglas. So if you're on Twitter, maybe we'll say hi.
But basically, that's NCAA violations.
No, it's not.
It isn't? Not to send awards from blogs?
You can keep game balls.
This is true.
This is true, but maybe what we'll do, you think this would be a fun thing to do at the end of the season? We'll actually make a nice award in Photoshop or something, send it out to these teams and see what happens.
Yeah, totally.
See, because there's I got an email today from basketballs coming in. There's the Lute Olson All-American team. I've not, and that's from collegeinsider.com. That's a decent website for college basketball and stuff. But I wonder if we can get mentioned for other press release. They're named to the Mountain West Connection All-Conference team or something.
Yeah, totally. I say we go for it. We have our awards at the end of the year and send out little notices to each school.
We should actually use the fax machine. so we know they'll get it. Not just email. We should actually... I could send a fax on my computer. I'll send a fax, and it'll get printed out. That means somebody actually has to look at it.
Wait. You own a fax machine?
No, I could fax from my computer, I said.
Oh, okay.
No, I fix that, make something look respectable, and fax it. Maybe even mail something, but I think fax would be best. You have to hear that annoying sound on my
own. For those of you who are graphics people who read the website, if you would like to design an award for us, that would be on a piece of paper, kind of that would look like a...
Photoshop.
Oh, Photoshop,
I mean, Photoshop and design, something like those along those lines.
Yeah, and send the design to us, and we'll use it, you know. And that'd be awesome.
Give you some credit, put your name on there. Preferably something that looks like those when you graduate high school or college, that type of font. It's always... makes you look professional there.
I like graphic. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So, yeah. No, totally.
Next award, it was my favorite award after knowing we admitted a player... Mountain West Newcomer of the Year.
Go ahead.
Aaron Baltazar, Boise State running back. He's out for the year, so that kind of sucks. Tyler Stewart, Nevada quarterback. Tanner Gentry, Wyoming wide receiver. And Capri Bibbs, Colorado State running back. And I'll go with my vote. I voted for Bibbs of CSU because he has stepped up since first game when Donna Alexander went down and had some injuries, and he's... I don't know how he didn't win, but... Oh, I spoiled it, but who did you vote for before I say who won?
I actually voted for Baltazar.
Okay. Baltazar did win 35% of the vote because Boise State's over in the site. Because I put the link out to Obnugs to let everybody know about it, get some participation. It should have been Bibbs. Am I wrong on that?
No. I think as since we put him as a late entry... I think our authors, I'm not sure how many of our authors actually wrote him in. And the other, you know, if you look at the responses, there were 85 people who wrote other, so.
I think it was blank, though. I think they put in blanks and didn't know who to put in for other. So. Well, I'm looking at the results now. Like, other, yeah, there were very few. Like, Defensive Player of the Year, Brock Hecken got a vote. Somebody actually did. Darren Smith from Fresno State has a write-in. But... there were nobody actually. Most of them were blank if they didn't put them in. Because I put the stats in there to help people out to know, but there was actually no write-ins. People just didn't do other. They didn't type in other.
Right.
So that's what happened. But if you look at the numbers, I don't see how anybody could vote anybody other than Baltazar unless you're biased, like you are, obviously.
Well, I mean, I was biased, but at the same time, Baltazar, as a backup who came in and just completely smashed out, and what he did when Ajayi was benched. Was just completely dominate the games.
Well, no, you're correct. I was kind of just messing with you. He also barely played in the Tennessee Martin game, and Southern Miss got hurt. So his stats aren't really accurate of what they could be. But the main thing is against Fresno, 92 yards, and then Air Force, 47 yards. Or Fresno, 92 and a touchdown. So if we go just have numbers, yeah, that you think it should be ribs by landslide. But looking up what he's done, he's a good choice. I was going to mess some people, but... I think Bibbs is going to be. I don't know. He's going to be very good. I think even because they get CSU. There's three running backs splitting carries, and he's still pretty much their best running back they have.
All
right. So let's move on. Should we do the surprise team now or later?
I will do the surprise team now because I have it in front of me.
All right. So surprise team, go for it. You introduce.
So the surprise team was a completely write-in vote. So those of you who actually wrote in the votes, thank you very much. So all the teams that were nominated for the surprise team of the year, Colorado State, Wyoming, UNLV, San Diego State, Fresno State, Boise State, Utah State, Air Force, and New Mexico.
So is that every team in the league? Was there no Hawaii?
There was no Hawaii.
Even though some people voted in...
Nevada.
Ah, no Nevada. Okay. That they made no mention. Some people put a mention on putting SDSU because how bad they are.
There was no San Jose State vote either.
Why would Boise State be on this list?
I think there were probably a few people who were surprised that Boise State already has two losses on the year.
Makes sense. I could see that. So who did you vote for surprise team?
Me? I flat out did vote for Wyoming.
Me too.
And the reason why I voted for Wyoming was because... of what they almost did to Nebraska, of how they started the year, and then how they completely just pretty much pissed away the game against Texas State for a 21-point loss.
Yeah, so, it goes both ways, what you're saying.
Yeah, they have been completely surprising the whole year long.
Yeah, I don't know, the polls, which I forgot to publish. Sorry, guys, I got a little busy today. But they probably could be second-best team. But I voted for Wyoming as well because pretty much same reasons as you, that they played very well versus Nebraska. They've been consistent. Even in the loss to Texas State, they still put up yards. They just, for some reason, couldn't get points on the board and the defense kind of shut down. So go ahead and announce who was the surprise team of the year in the Mountain West so far.
The surprise team of the year so far is Wyoming.
Oh, the Cowboys!
Wyoming, they beat out UNLV by 18 votes so far. And I think this kind of totally makes sense because while UNLV can be considered a surprise team of the year, look at who they lost to. I mean, it was surprising how they lost to Minnesota and Arizona, but it's not surprising the fact that they're actually looking decent.
I think that's as well. After going back and looking at it, I'm like, the only game we kind of thought they probably had a better chance to win was that Minnesota game, and they just got crushed. They made a quarterback change to Caleb Herring, which is pretty much saved their season, I think. But they're only, maybe a game worse than what we thought, and that was still kind of thinking Minnesota's not all that good.
Right, exactly.
And so that's why the surprise, just getting beat how they did and how they lost. Next one is a derp of the year, which is screw up, as we mentioned before, screw up, funny moments, just kind of what the heck happened in this game or this team. And we'll start off with San Diego State getting their butt handed to them by Eastern Illinois. That Wyoming losing to Texas State. Boise State only scoring 6 points against Washington. Fresno State secondary, and then San Jose State's red zone opportunities. And I went with, if I recall, I think I went with San Jose State's red zone opportunities. That was my pick, yes.
It was a pretty good one. And I personally went with the San Diego State loss to Eastern Illinois because, come on. San Diego State.
I guess that could be.
As we are recording this show, they are losing 10-6 at halftime.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing this show during Air Force, so we know if nobody's watching, that's why. Where they have a missed field goal and then another missed opportunity. Is that right?
Yeah.
But okay. The winner was San Diego State falling to Eastern Illinois.
By three touchdowns. By a lot.
Was it 40-19? I believe.
No. We're talking like the votes, people who voted.
Oh, the votes. Yes, sorry. The vote, 39% of the votes. This was, I think, our only, out of all the categories we had, we only had two that reached 100 votes, three, and this one reached triple digits.
Yeah.
But wasn't close. And I guess it's even more funny now, I guess, or more of a screw-up, because look how much they've improved since then, I guess. Pending Air Force's outcome tonight, but they've improved quite a bit after putting Quinn Kaler quarterback. So that kind of makes it funny. Second was Boise State getting 6 points, and then Wyoming losing to Texas State. I thought my red zone one. I knew my San Jose State one would win, but it's like, come on, you have this.
Well, it is. It is a good realization, though.
It's just.
Even against the game last week versus Hawaii, they still struggle. I believe if you look at the statistics, they still struggle with the red zone.
Yeah, they even versus Minnesota, they could have been closer, but it's just something where it's like, you're that close, you're just getting stuck with field goals and you have no running game. It's like, come on, at this point in the season, you gotta figure something out. Next category, you go ahead.
The next category was the coach of the year, and your nominees are Dave Christensen, Wyoming, Tim DeRuiter, Fresno State, Bobby Houck, UNLV.
I can't make the song during the thing.
Matt Wells, Utah State.
And other.
Your vote, you pick, please? For this?
Oh, who did I pick?
My vote was Bobby Houck.
Dave Christensen.
Really? And that makes sense. I mean, both of those would have been a very good option just because the resurgence of the teams, both of these teams.
I'm assuming you chose Houck because he made a smart move in getting Caleb Herring there under center.
Yeah, and essentially he's learned how to save his... Yeah. Basically save his tail for not only this season, but look at what they're in pretty good position to do right now.
Herring's around for a couple of years. And I mean, kind of same thing. Brett, they've rebounded from last season. They're going to go to the bowl game, most likely. Keep your fingers crossed, everybody. They should be going to a bowl game. And, yeah, Brett Smith, everything's good. Just that stupid Texas State game, everything's been great for the defense. It's stepped up rushing defense. They have a running game, multiple wide receivers. Their receiving core is probably right there with Boise State and Fresno, probably maybe a small step behind, but they're right there. And Brett Smith, right, probably the second-best quarterback in the league, right behind Derek Carr. The winner everybody chose was somebody else, though.
Interesting, yeah, interesting choice. And this was another triple-digit vote. And this coach just completely blew all the other competition out of the water. Tim DeRuiter from Fresno State is actually very much in the lead for Coach of the Year.
Do you think this is Boise fans voting him?
Yeah, I think this was a lot of different people just not thinking really outside the box. People think that Fresno, they are not Fresno. It was interesting.
Yeah, undefeated.
Yeah, I would not. Yeah,
I ranked number 21.
Yeah, well, he has led Fresno back to being ranked in the top 25, which is amazing in itself.
Well, he's doing a great job. He's obviously the best team. I was kind of going forward who's done the best job at coaching their team. Not that he's not doing a good job, but look what the other people have done to their teams that expectations weren't as high. I was dark horse Wyoming to win the league, which, hey, they're still undefeated in the conference play. So that could happen, maybe. We'll discuss the second half going forward, but it makes sense. Undefeated, team's doing the best. They're getting by everybody closely for Rutgers and Boise. And then Matt Wells only got 7% of the vote. With, I don't know if that's Jackie Keaton factor, they're 3-2, but he first-time head coach, he's doing a good job.
He's doing his, yeah.
All right, performance of the year.
Go ahead.
Hawaii nearly upsetting Fresno State, scoring 34. Was it consecutive points in the second half?
Yes, it was.
34 consecutive points until ultimately falling to Fresno State, which would have been the biggest FBS comeback ever. Derek Carr tearing it up against Rutgers, Brett Smith versus Air Force, Casey Carey versus UTEP, and Joe Southwick versus Air Force. And we should have pulled up their stats, and we will kind of pull the stats as we do now. That Derek Carr game was overtime, so that's kind of against Rutgers. So that kind of gives him an edge. Are you going to keep seeing him while I look these up?
Yeah.
Here's what Derek Carr did against... Well, I didn't realize he did this good. Here's Derek Carr, 52 of 73 for 456.
Yeah, I believe we said that the record was 81 pass attempts. He nearly came there.
5 touchdowns and only 1 interception. So that's what he did in that game. And then we all know what Joe Southwick did. What was he, 27
of 29? 27 of 29.
Broke a Boise State and NCAA record for
completion
percentage, QB rating, completion. I know it was at least completion percentage in that. Didn't he also, I think, I'm trying to check now, 3 touchdown passes?